created some kind of sensors. It's not for sale, but
that's my, my father's got one. I play on
that. Okay, what's the last name?
Tim.
Oh, so you have, he has the original pattern.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful one.
Good morning, and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Welcome everyone who's our regulars here, and if we have anybody visiting, a most warm welcome to you for our impromptu Christmas pageant today. So our service is Whoop, a little different than what it normally is from Sunday to Sunday, but it's a lot of fun, and you'll see as it goes along. And because of that, our service is restructured a little bit. So as we've done in years past, we'll have the lighting of the Advent wreath, and then during the playing of the prelude today, the ushers will take up the offertory collection at that point, and they will take it out, and then we'll proceed with the service and the pageant, so it'll all just flow in one thing. And we've done this in years past just this way, but just want to let you know that when I'm playing the prelude and somebody's coming and nudging you at the end of the pew, it's for the collection. Also, just we want to welcome you to come back on Christmas Eve. Our service is at 7 p.m. And I was also asked to make an announcement. We have our lovely poinsettias here, and we'd hopefully ask that you'd be willing to leave them here through our Christmas Eve service, and you can pick them up afterwards. Rumors are there may be some poinsettia police at the doors trying to not let you walk out with them from here today. And we have one other announcement, that's Barb Snaith.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to remind you that next Sunday is the last Sunday that I'll take money for the women's annual brunch. It's become an annual thing now because last year we had it. It's at the Sweetbriar Lodge on Saturday, January 4th. It's $22. Cash or checks payable to Gates Presbyterian, and we're collecting for Willow. Personal items and buckets of cleaning items would be helpful. If you don't know after next Sunday, but you want to give me a call, or you don't have money today or next week, just let me know so I can give them a good number. We now have about 35 people, which is still good. So I look forward to seeing everybody. It's always a good time. Thank you.
So let us prepare ourselves for worship this morning, and I invite those who are going to light the Advent wreath to come forward and to do that now.
We light the candle of love, we seek your comfort, both mighty and tender you come, prepare our hearts to be transformed by you.
Thank you. For our joys and concerns this morning, we'll be doing a responsorial prayer. So to each invocation, please respond, Prince of Peace, hear our prayer. For the church throughout the world and believers in every place, we pray, Prince of Peace, hear our prayer. For the leaders of all the nations and for all those in authority, we pray, Prince of Peace, hear our prayer. For justice, peace, and freedom among peoples of the earth, we pray, Prince of Peace, hear our prayer. For travelers, for the sick and the suffering, for the hungry and the oppressed, and for those in prison, we pray, Prince of Peace, hear our prayer. For those who grieve the loss of a loved one during this season, we pray, Prince of Peace, hear our prayer. Let us pause in silent prayer and remember our own needs and intentions. Let us join together and pray the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And a few notes as we begin our impromptu pageant. The congregation, you guys will all be invited to participate. Most of you will probably choose to stay in your seats the whole time, and that's fine. But there will be a couple times during it that the children and the young at heart can come forward and put on some costumes. So I'm going to invite some of our readers, Carson and Caitlin, come on forward, and we'll get started. Scene one, what's up with that? We begin our story in the little town of Bethlehem, and that means we're going to need some villagers, and that means you. So every time you're going to hear Caitlin or Carson say the words, so bright, you all say, what's up with that? Right? So they might say something like, I've never seen a star like that. It's so bright.
What's up with that?
Excellent. So one evening in Bethlehem, two villagers were coming home from work. They were sore and tired from working in the fields all day, but they stopped in the middle of the street and looked up to the sky.
You know, I'm getting kind of annoyed with this whole star thing. I mean, where did it come from anyway?
I know what you mean. I can't get away from it. It keeps me awake at night because it's so bright.
What's up with that?
Good question. What is up with that? What's up with a star that just appears out of nowhere?
Perhaps it's a sign, an omen of some sort. Perhaps something very, very good or very, very bad is going to happen. Because, you know, it's so bright.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm not really into the whole omen thing. I'm more, you know, science-based.
Sure, but the evidence suggests that such a star is likely to bring many things upon our little village. People will come here to gaze upon it, to learn about it, because you can't ignore the fact that it's so bright.
What's up with that?
Good question. I have a feeling we'll find out. This is a story still unfolding.
Indeed it is. Good job, everybody. Please rise in body and your spirit to join in singing O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
in Bethlehem were perusing the sky and wondering what's up with that, there were two people who had just arrived in town, Joseph and Mary. They had to go to Bethlehem because of a nasty new tax law, even though Mary was very, very close to having a baby, and they had to travel almost 100 miles with the help of a friendly donkey. But in Bethlehem, they found that all the inns and hotels and Airbnbs were full or cost too much. Finally, one innkeeper told them that they could stay in the stables with the animals. And in that stable, there was a cow, a duck, and a horse, perhaps a few pigs, a donkey, some lambs. Who wants to come up to be an animal? Come on forward. We have lots of costumes for you. Come on forward. Yeah. They do go on the kid's head, but it might be too small for adults, so you can, like, we'll give it a try. Yep, that works. That's good. Come on, grab a mask. You can do it, too. Yep, grab a mask. All right, come on. I think only one visor's gonna fit. Come on, Felix. Do you want to be an animal? No? You can just stand here and
I wanna be
stand
a
together around the baby Jesus, too. All the animal masks are right over here. Go grab an animal mask. Oh, Evelyn got the donkey. Good job. Okay. Felix, do you want to get an animal? Yeah? Matt, can look out. Yeah. Okay. So once you have your animal mask on, you can gather right over here. Come gather around baby Jesus. I like it. Yep, just gather right around here. If you don't want, you can just hold it if you want. If you don't want to wear it on your head, you can just hold it. You can either kneel or stand around Jesus. Kneel or stand around the baby Jesus. Okay, so what sound are the cows going to make? What sound are ducks going to make? What sound are the horses going to make? Any horses? And how about the pigs? Lambs, what are you going to sound like? I think there might be one donkey up here. What does the donkey sound like? All right, so excellent. For this scene, Caitlin and Carson are going to be joined by special guest star Jan Butte. Come on up, Jan. All right, Jan's going to say all the words that the animals will say to each other. But of course, Mary and Joseph can't understand them. So every time I say, but all Mary and Joseph heard was, you make your animal noises. Let's practice. So I'll say something like, the animals just kept talking and talking to each other. But all Mary and Joseph heard was, oh, quack, quack, quack. Great, excellent. Okay, so here we go. Here's our scene. So, some animals were hanging out in the stable late one night when all of a sudden, the door opens and a man and a pregnant woman and their donkey come inside and start making themselves at home.
Moo, who let them in here? They don't belong in a stable.
Quack, quack. Yeah, they should be in the inn with the other human types.
Nay, I mean, where are they thinking?
But all Mary and Joseph heard was...
You think they'd just stay at home at a time like this?
Yeah, or plan ahead a little so they had a place waiting for them.
Maybe save up some money at a time, too.
But all Mary and Joseph heard was...
It's just bad planning on their part.
Yeah, typically a human type mistake.
I wish they'd go back where they belong.
But all Mary and Joseph heard was... Finally, the tired old donkey lifted his head. He looked at the cow, the duck, the horse, and other animals, and he said, "Eah! Why don't you try it? You try riding 90 miles on the back of an old swayback donkey like me when you're so pregnant you can't even see your feet. You try being an expected dad, worrying about the woman you love and the child she carries. You try being me, watching every step I take so I don't jostle this woman who's just trying to get here safely. You try it. And the animals felt very, very bad. And they cried out, moo!
I'm sorry. I'll offer them some milk.
I'm sorry. I'll leave an egg.
I'm sorry. I'll take them wherever they need to go.
But all Mary and Joseph heard was... Nice job, everybody. You can all head back to your seats as we join in singing the first Noel. You can keep your animal masks or hats. You can keep those if you want. You can keep it, yes. Yes, you can keep it forever. In fact, we need everyone, the whole congregation, to be the baby Jesus. Now, the first sound most babies make is a really loud cry, but not this baby. Nope, this baby looks around and he sees his mom and dad for the first time. Then he looks over their heads and he sees a cow with big brown eyes and a horse with a really long nose and a donkey with big tall ears. And sitting between the donkey's ears is a duck. So the first sound out of the baby Jesus isn't a cry, it's a big laugh. So every time you hear the innkeeper say, "What was that noise?" you're all going to laugh. Let's practice. "Gee, I was sleeping nice and quiet and suddenly I heard something. What was that noise?" Excellent, that was really very good. And to play the innkeeper, we have special guest star, Carrie Dykes. Come on up. So here's what's going on. The innkeeper who told Mary and Joseph that they'd have to sleep in the barn is tossing and turning in her bed.
I don't know what it is, but I just can't sleep tonight. For one thing, those animals are making a heck of a lot of noise. But just when I finally got to sleep, I thought I heard something. Now, what was that noise? There it is again.
So the innkeeper woke up her partner, who could sleep through just about anything, and asked,
"Hey, partner, did you hear something? I'm sure I heard something. What was that noise?"
But the innkeeper's partner just rolled over and went back to sleep. The innkeeper sighed to see what they could find, but the streets were empty and silent. Still, she knew there was something out there and wondered aloud.
"What was that noise?" "There it is again. It sounds like it's coming from the stables. I'll go check it out."
So the innkeeper went across the courtyard and through the stable door, and there were Mary and Joseph, who had been kicked out of the inn that afternoon, And the innkeeper said to them,
I'm sorry I made you sleep in the stable, and I'm sorry that I'm barging in on you like this, but I just have to know, what was that noise? Oh my gosh, it's your baby!
And the innkeeper realized that it was the newborn baby who had been laughing all along. And suddenly, the innkeeper was full of love for this vulnerable little child, and full of hopes, too. And the innkeeper said to Mary and Joseph,
I'm going to go and tell everyone that you have the most wonderful baby with the most wonderful laugh there ever was.
And the innkeeper ran out into the streets of Bethlehem to tell everyone the good news. Please join us in singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Because there is a whole host of angels headed their way. So we're going to need a whole bunch of angelic children to come up here, or adults, and play the angels. Who wants to come up and be an angel? I have halos right over here. You can wear little robes, too. There's a few robes for people if you want. A few robes, some halos. Here, grab a halo over here. Big hut, and I'm gonna grab a whole pile of halos. Here's a halo, put it over your head. Freya, halo over your head. Here's a halo. Halo for you. Who else needs a halo? Felix. Here's a halo, Felix. Yeah, there you go. There's a few more over here. I have a couple more halos. Who else needs a halo?
Or do I get a halo?
You can have a halo. You don't want that? Okay, I'll give it to someone else. Here's a halo. Here, pass it back to... Maybe if the kids... Okay. I think that's all we have. All right, angels, you're going to go right up here. Right up here. Angels, come on over. Surround right up here. Sometimes angels talk to us, and we don't even know it. If we're lucky, we might hear something like, ah. So every time you hear me say, then the angels said, you're all going to sing, ah. Let's practice. I'll say something like, the shepherds didn't know what to do, so they said to the angels, hey, what should we do? And the angels said, ah. Excellent. And for this scene, we have a special guest star, Grayson Marconi. Come on up, Grayson. We're going to bring you over to the microphone over here. Yeah. All right, there you go. And if my angels might just want to kneel a little bit, that would be very helpful. So here's the deal. There are three shepherds out watching their sheep. Two of them are fast asleep, but one is staring up at that bright star in the sky. Then the shepherd who's awake starts to notice that there are new stars shining along that bright star. Then there are lots of new stars. Then the stars start getting bigger and bigger, and the shepherd realizes they aren't stars at all, but angels flying toward them, getting closer and closer. And the shepherd wakes up the other two shepherds and points up to the sky, and all three of them fall to their knees as they looked up at a whole host of angels hovering in the air. And the angel said,
what'd they say?
I don't know. I couldn't understand a word.
They said we have to go to Bethlehem.
Wait, you speak angel?
Why didn't you tell us?
It's just something I picked up.
And the angel said,
what'd they say this time?
Come on, what's the deal?
Loosely translated, something like, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
They said all that.
Very efficient language.
Wait, there's more!
And the angel said,
well,
now what?
They said, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill among people. Come on, let's go to Bethlehem and see what it's all about.
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And the angels smiled down upon them and said, good job. Now let's all join in singing Angels We Have Heard on High. And I'm going to ask you to put your halos and robes back on the bench over there before going back to your seat.
Thank you.
guys went back to your seats, I'm going to invite all the children back up again, and this time you can wear your animal hats, or you can grab another halo, or if you didn't participate before and you want to come up now, here is your chance, anyone who is able. Yeah. You can, yep, do whatever you want. All angels and animals, anyone who wants to come up. You can grab another hat if you want to, or put an angel halo back on. Adults, too. Anyone is welcome. Oma can come up. Yeah. Grab her hand. Bring Oma up. Gramps, come on up. You're wanted. You want a halo? All right. Okay, I'm going to have everyone gather around baby Jesus one more time. Come on, Oma, Gramps. Gather around baby Jesus. All right, does everyone remember their cues? Because we're all going to do all of them in this scene, the whole congregation. Ready? So everyone came together on the streets of Bethlehem, gathering in a big crowd in front of the stable. Some of the townspeople looked up at the star and said again, "It's so bright."
What's up with that?
And the animals inside the stable were talking a mile a minute, and the new baby and its beautiful laugh. But all Mary and Joseph heard was, "Moo, oink, oink, quack." And the shepherds were there too, with a host of angels hovering over them. And the angels said, and the newborn babe looked up at the people and the animals and the angels all gathered together on that cold night, and he made a quiet little sound. And the innkeeper leaned forward, and even though she knew the answer, she whispered with a heart full of love, "What was that noise?" Amen. What a happy ending. Please rise as you are able to join in singing Joy to the World.
Now, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning and this wonderful opportunity to come together and celebrate the birth of your Son. And now we say that the darkest night of the year is past, and the light grows stronger each day. So go forth and dispel that darkness. Go forth, spread the light of our Savior Jesus Christ. Go forth and be Christ's light in the world. And the whole church says,